Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Courtney Epps.
Hello guys, my name is Courtney Epps and I am going to go really, really fast tonight because I've got a lot of information I want to share with you guys. And I will tell you that one thing that I want you to understand that I'm probably unlike any other accountant that you've ever met in your life. One, I love to talk to people, which is not typically non-existent. And the second is I love network marketing. Network marketing completely and utterly changed my life about 5 years ago when we got involved in it. I am no longer and have not been for the last 2 years involved in a company, but I'm going to give you some insights today that you've probably been wanting to hear for a long time. And I wish somebody would have told me this information when I was inside network marketing. So just to give you a little bit of background about me, I'm an author, a speaker, I'm a mom of six. And my children are actually here today. It's the first time that I've had my husband and all of my children with me. So they are 17, thank you. So they're over here, yes. So super excited about that. And I'm thankful and grateful and blessed to be here with you guys. I know what it takes to get on this stage and it's unreal for me. But anyway, mama six, I have a 17, 16, 15, 14, 12, and 7-year-old. And then on top of that, we homeschool all of them. So it's been amazing. Yes. I'm a serial talker. I went to Coastal Carolina University in South Carolina. For those of you that did not recognize my accent, I'm from New York originally. No, I'm just kidding. So I'm from South Carolina. I'm not from Texas. Everybody thinks I am. And so we own a full-service accounting firm in Greenville, South Carolina, and we have about 18 employees that work for us. And we also, on top of that, we do clients in every single state. So I'm going to throw some things on you. I'm going to be like a fire hose today. Don't freak out. I just want to give you as much information as fast as humanly possible. So my aha moment and why I started actually sharing why network marketing, why you'd be brain dead not to own a home-based business is because I did a tax return for someone who was in the network marketing industry. And the year before they were a W-2 employee and the next year they became a home-based business owner and a W-2 employee. They were not successful, but I was able to save them $4,100 on their taxes because they were in a home-based business. And so that kind of was my aha moment. I started sharing with people how they could join a home-based business, not be super successful, and attempt to earn some kind of income. And because of that, they now have business deductions. And so I know that without a shadow of a doubt, the average person can save $4,000 to $8,000 a year just by having some sort of home-based business. So I wrote a book, Why You Be Brain Dead Not Own a Business. That's the subtitle. The book is More Relaxing, Less Taxing. So I just teach people why you should have a business, why it's such a big deal, because there's two tax systems in this country. And one is for the business owner and one is for the W-2 employee. And so what I want you to understand that the one that was created for the W-2 employee, that was created to steal your wealth away. And so the average person pays 40% of every dollar that they make in taxes. You will literally, as a W-2 employee in your lifetime, spend more on taxes than you will transportation, transportation, housing, clothing combined. Like, I mean, that is crazy. So all those combined, you're going to end up paying more for taxes than that. So it's my job in order to work with, I work alongside speakers, coaches, trainers, and network marketers, and I free up money. And I teach people why they have to get involved in this industry. And I teach them how to stay in long enough to win. I teach them how to get in, stay in, and then keep more of their hard-earned money when they make it. And why I think this is important for every single person is this. 46% of Americans don't have an extra $400 to their name. And I didn't understand that when I was in network marketing. And that was me. Actually, when we first joined our second company, we had about $428 in the bank. And for an entrepreneur, you would say, there's no way that I can not do this. But as a W-2 employee, you say, there's no way I can do this. So 69% of Americans don't have an extra $1,000 to their name. So that tells you that the system is broken. And I want you to understand, the government has done a really good job of teaching people why it's a scam to be a network marketing business. And the reason why is because the average household, if you took the average household, they save roughly $4,000 a year. If you combine that, the IRS would literally lose about $508 billion a year to get W-2 employees to start a home-based business. So I want you to understand that and let that sink in. As we go through. So here's what happens. As a W-2 employee, you have a different tax system. Business owners, they get massive tax deductions to create jobs and to create economy. Whereas W-2 employees have to pay taxes. So I'm not knocking in any way W-2 employees at all. I just want you to understand the tax system that you're in and how you can move over into that second tax system. So as a W-2 employee, the average household income in America is $60,000 a year. And so as a single and a married person, let's just look at it. So there's no business expenses. You have a standard deduction or an itemized deduction. Everyone is entitled to that in this country. And we have a taxable income. So from that taxable income, you're going to pay taxes. And if you're single, you're going to pay about $14,000 in taxes based off of 60 grand. If you're married, you're going to pay almost $11,000 in taxes off of that same 60 grand. So that means here's the take home. Here's after your taxes, and here's the cost of living in America. On average, the cost of living is $53,000 a year. So I wanted to make this super simple for people to understand. I dropped it down a little. If you're single, to $50,000, that means here's what's left over, nothing. So the average household is going in debt $4,000 a year to work 40 hours a week, 50 weeks a year to take 2 weeks paid vacation. And this was sickening to me. I actually had to go look at these statistics, and it's crazy that Grant Cardone is speaking here because he's the one that I heard those statistics from. And I had to go look them up. They upset me so bad that I started creating content for the home-based business industry to share this information. And I just feel like it's in my core to help people understand why they need this home-based business. So here's what happens. When you move from the W-2 employee to a home-based business owner, you can still be a W-2 employee. It does not matter, but you can also have a home-based business. What happens is that you now have tax deductions. And so many people want to know what are tax deductions. So tax deductions is any, and I'll take you here. So what is a tax deductible business expense? It's any expense that's incurred for the purpose of gaining or producing income, is incurred with a reasonable expectation of resulting in future business, and is reasonable under the circumstances. So what does that mean? If you're attempting to earn an income today or in the future, then and it's reasonable, then it becomes tax deductible. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and buy a Bugatti, or I'm not telling you to go out and get a Rolls Royce or buy a yacht. That's not reasonable when you first get started in network marketing. But what I am saying is that things that you're currently spending money on today, which are called living expenses, now get redirected into business expenses. And so many people don't understand that concept. See, guys, it doesn't cost that much more to start a business. I mean, in the network marketing industry, you can start a business for a couple hundred bucks and get started. And you don't have employees, you don't have all the overhead that I, as an accounting practice, that we have. But the thing is I want you to understand, we're already spending money on things that as a W-2 employee, they don't get the benefit from. So here's what happens. What are tax deductions? So I want you to understand the tax deductions, and then I want you to understand as a W-2 employee that you have living expenses and itemized deductions. Does everybody have living expenses here? Yes, okay. So what do they look like? We've got standard deductions and itemized deductions. So itemized deductions are things you can write off on your tax return. What are those things? Medical bills, medical insurance. Most people think they're getting some benefit from those, but unless you go above 7.5% of your AGI, you're getting no benefit from medical bills or medical insurance at all. Also, you've got property taxes, real estate taxes, sales tax. All of those can be tax deductible, but there's a cap now of $10,000. So that's all the benefit that you get from there. Then you've got charitable contributions. Yes, there are charitable contributions deductions, but all of these have to combine and be equivalent to more than $24,000, or you get no benefit at all from standard deduction or from an itemized deduction. But you're still also losing $24,000 because regardless if you had these expenses, you would still get those deductions. And so can we all agree that we also have these living expenses? We all have meals, auto expenses, cell phone. We have travel, internet, home office expenses. We have all these expenses, daycare, products. We're buying products all the time, personal development. So what happens now? As a W-2 employee, I get nothing. I get no tax deductions. I can't write off any of those living expenses. But the minute that I decide, hey, I want to be a business owner, I want to find something that I'm passionate about and I want to start sharing it, now you get the tax deduction. So here's what it looks like. As a W-2 employee with a home-based business or just a home-based business owner, now your medical bills are tax deductible. Medical bills can be written off. I can hire my spouse. I can pay my spouse $100 a month. And because of that, I can then hire him and allow him access to fringe benefits. One of those fringe benefits is I can pay him or reimburse him 100% for his medical bills. Now that becomes a business expense, which is a huge, huge deal. And these are just averages. There are, and I wanna break this down for you guys. If you've ever heard that there's a 3 out of 5 year rule, that you've gotta claim a profit, that is a lie. I want you to understand that that is not what the IRS says. The IRS says that they want you to act as if you're running a business, doing what you're trying to do in order to make money. But the 3 out of 5 year rule is non-existent. But what it does mean is after 3 years, the burden of proof becomes on you to prove to the IRS you are attempting to earn an income. So I just want to put that out there. Medical insurance is 100% tax deductible as a business owner. So now you get to write that off. So there's no minimums, there's no maximums. It's what expenses did you actually take? You should be writing those off on your taxes. And Sandy Botkin, not sure if any of you know him in here, but Sandy Botkin opened my eyes to a lot of information that I did not learn when I was in college. See, in college, we're taught by government employees, and we're not taught tax strategy. There are no accountants that learn how to save people money in taxes. And see, the continuing education that we have to take is also taught by government employees. And so the thing is, I want you to understand is that the tax strategy is non-existent in the accounting world. So they're not lying to you, they just don't know the information. So I started searching for more information, and Sandy Botkin was one of those people that I got that information from. He changed everything for me because I actually went and read the tax code. And so what I learned from him is that I could write off things that I did not think that I could write off. And so what I'm sharing with you, if it goes against what you've heard, believe whoever you want, but go look at the tax code and read it yourself because all this information is in here. So the other thing is property taxes. Let's just say we got an RV and we decided to travel around the country and see our team and build a team or go see prospects. You can write off property taxes on that. You can also depreciate that RV if the RV was used more than 50% for business purposes. So lots of different ways that you can have tax deductions. Business use of your home. This is one that's very often people are told. How many of y'all are told in here that if you write off your home-based business or business use of your home, it could cause you to be audited? Okay, yes, handful of people. So most people come to me and tell me that. In 18 years, I have been an accountant. I do between 300 and 500 tax returns every single year. I think we've done 1,000 this year. Out of all of those clients, in 18 years, no one has ever been audited for a home-based business. No one. So I'm teaching in facts, not in what people think. And so those are total myths. So I want you to not be scared of the tax deductions and take the tax deductions you're entitled to. So business use of your home, typically that's between $3,000 and $5,000 a year that you can write off. Charitable contributions, I'll talk about that in a second, and how to turn that into a business deduction. And then we've got things like meals. So let's just see. I've got Carla. Carla's a friend of mine. So I pick up the phone and I call Carla and I say, Carla, or Nicola, one or the other. I'm going to call them both because both of them's my friends. And I'm going to say, hey, Carla, hey, Nicola, I want to share with you something I'm doing. Let's go to lunch. So I sit down, I get in my car, I drive to Carla and Nicola. I'm going to go to lunch with them anyway. I sit down, I get to ride 58 cents a mile for all of my mileage to get to them. When I sit down and eat, they may say, you know what, Courtney, I love it. I want to do this with you. And that's great. Or they could say, you know what, Courtney, I think you're going to hell or jail. I don't know which one you're going to first, but you're going. And I would look at them and say, y'all don't know. You just don't understand. I'm trying to help you save money in taxes, but I'm trying to also help you make some extra money and change your life. Because see, because I got in my car and I called you and said, hey, I want to talk to you about what I'm doing. I get to write off my cell phone. I also get to write off my mileage to you at 58 cents a mile. I get to write off half of my meal because I called you to talk to you about it and I told you what I was doing. Then I get to write off my cell phone. I called you on it. I get to write off my internet because I needed to use my internet in order to run my business. I get to write off my laptop because I need that to run my business as well. And I also get to write off my travel. See, here's the great part. I came to Las Vegas for this event, but I'm also staying for 6 days and all of my family came with me. And because I hired my kids, that is now a tax deduction. All of them, everything that we do with them is now tax deductible because they work for me. So see, I mean, tomorrow you'll see them doing PA work. They'll meet people. They'll do all kinds of things. They'll collect information. And so I hire them and they work for me. And so what we typically do is we will come in a couple days on the front end or a couple days on the back end and we'll spend time with our family. So now we get to write off almost all of our travel. So that becomes really fun. And then we got to hire kids. And I'll show you that in detail in just a second as well, because that's one of my favorite tax deductions. Office supplies, you can write off office supplies. Legal and professional, tax strategy, you buy tax books, you buy any sort of anything for continuing education, that becomes tax deductible. So all of these add up. And here's the extra expenses. See, I haven't even talked about anything that's extra. These are things that people are already spending money on. They're just not getting the tax deductions for. So here's what happens. Here's the extra expenses, things like advertising. You may or may not have advertising in the beginning, or do you need it? Continuing education, I will tell you that is the single most important thing that I've ever spent my money on. I just finished up my year of being a platinum partner with Tony Robbins. It cost me $85,000 plus about $40,000 in travel. That changed my life. It put me around the right people. And see, what I love about continuing education, what I love about network marketing is I didn't even know that existed. I didn't know what personal development was. I didn't know what continuing education was unless I just learned more about my business. I didn't know I needed to actually learn more about me. And I realized that if you can fix your mindset, you can change the world and you can make more money than ever humanly possible. And you get around the right people. And when you get around the right people, the right things just start happening. And so that, thank you, that's completely changed my life. So then you may have dues. So I suggest you spend money. Spend money on continuing education, growing your mind. Things like these events. I mean, it's just, you know, everything around it can be written off. Then you've got dues. You may have monthly dues. Then you've got cost of goods sold. So cost of goods sold are products that you buy. So those products could be samples that you're giving away. To me, I have to take products in order to tell people about them if I'm going to be in that company. I don't know how in the world you can advertise or market a product if you're not actually taking that product or service. So that to me is advertising. And then you've got cost of goods sold as well that's tax deductible. So this totals $35,000. And I don't even want to go there and make it that high because people don't understand and they kind of shut down with me. So I want you to understand, we're just going to use $25,000 as our number. The business expenses are $25,000, the same $60,000. Now I have tax deductions. Here's my taxable income. Here's my taxes. Here's my take home. Here's my cost of living. Nothing changes, but here's the difference. A single person now is bringing home $5,600 more a year, and a married person is bringing home $4,500 a year. Guys, that's a big deal. That would be equivalent to you making an extra $3.79 an hour if you're single, or $3.05 an hour if you're married. How many of you could afford an extra $3 an hour on a paycheck? right? That's crazy. Times 2,000 hours a year. That's nuts. So here's what happens when you start making an extra stream of income. So some of you may suck at network marketing, and I did in the beginning. It was horrible. Like, I mean, I just sucked. I plastered it all over social media. Nobody wanted to talk to me. Nobody would pick up the phone. But because I attempted to earn an income, now I have tax deductions. So it may take you a little bit longer to make money, but you're going to make money if you actually put forth the effort, I believe. I'm not trying to make a disclaimer, but I'm just saying if you put forth the effort, I think you will. But here's what happens. You make an extra $500 a month with your network marketing company. Now you have the same, you now have less, you have the same taxes, but the thing is you don't have to pay extra FICA taxes, which is really cool. So now you're left, your difference is $10,500. If you're single, if you're married, it's $9,500. That is a huge deal, guys, to make an extra $500 a month. What I want you to understand, I had one person come to me about 8 months ago, a couple, and they said, you know, we're making $140,000 a year. We want to know what we can do and what we're going to have to pay taxes on because we got a $35,000 increase in pay this year. They were bringing home $13,000 of the $35,000 pay increase. It made me sick. And I said, you know, while you're here, let's figure out if you made $85,000 and one of you stayed at home and did nothing, how much money is that $55,000 actually worth? Because most people think they have to go out and get a second job. What they don't realize is they're putting themselves in a higher tax bracket. So we took away the $55,000 and we kept the $85,000. What ended up happening is she needed to make an extra $1,800 a month or $21,000 a year to be equivalent to her $55,000 a year paycheck because she was paying $34,000 extra in taxes. See, guys, it's counterintuitive. We're going backwards. She can make $1,000 a month in a network marketing company and be equivalent to her $55,000 a year paycheck, her bring home. So people don't get started because they don't think that an extra $500 to $1,000 a month is anything for them, but they don't realize how much money they're actually giving away to the government constantly. So hiring your kids, a couple things on that, because I don't have much time. You can hire your kids to do almost anything. Anything that you would pay someone else to do, whether it be social media. My 7-year-old, I taught her how to invite people on Facebook. Hit the invite button, baby, hit the blue button. So I can pay her what I would pay somebody else to do that work for, right? Social media, I mean, to do that work is a lot of money. I can pay her the same thing. And so, you know, my son Wells, he goes with me a lot. He's a personal assistant to me a lot of times. And Sawyer and Cooper has gone with me as well. And they help me at events. They help me sell books. They help me talk to people. And then Alexis, she doesn't talk a lot, so she's an introvert. She is an amazing bookkeeper, and I pay her to work for me. So all of our kids, they shred paper, they clean the house. All those are tax deductions. Under the age of 18, you can actually pay them $12,000 a year. They don't pay taxes on it at all. No FICA, no federal, no state taxes because of the standard deduction. That's 12 times 6. That's $72,000 a year I don't have to pay taxes on. It saves me $28,000 a year. It's insane. So if they're over 18, you can still pay them. But you have to take out FICA taxes. So, and we can discuss that later. So social giving. This is one of my favorite. I love giving, and I feel like if you help enough people get exactly what they want, you automatically get what you want. And I believe that wholeheartedly. So it's crazy that they brought up contribution just a little bit ago, because what we did last April 16th, we decided that we wanted to provide whole food plant-based nutrition to children in need. And so I wanted to figure out a way to write that off on my taxes, because obviously I need tax deductions. And so I figured out, like Warby Parker and Tom's Shoes, if you give from a gross income level instead of a net profit, you can actually write off your charitable contributions as a business expense. And so what we did, and you write it off as cost of goods sold items. So what we did is for every dollar, we feed a serving of food. And we've actually been able to provide 1,032,000 servings of food since April 16th of 2018. Thank you. That is by far the greatest thing that we've ever been able to do. So in closing, I want to, one thing about keeping more of your money. If you're making over $10,000 a year, you need an LLC. You need to treat that LLC as an S corporation for tax purposes, and that will bypass a lot of self-employment taxes, about 80% of your self-employment taxes. One of the things I want you to understand, here's what happens. If you're a W-2 or if you're self-employed, you don't have an LLC treated as an S corporation for tax purposes, then you're going to overpay in self-employment taxes. So if you made 60 grand a year, 15%, you would pay in self-employment taxes, that's about $9,000, and then you would end up with saving about $7,000 if you just do that one thing. So I'm run out of time, but I want you guys to understand, take a picture of this slide, take the tax deductions you're entitled to, hire an accountant to do your taxes that understands the network marketing industry, and share this with everyone you know. And then I wanna leave up this slide, you can take a picture of that, and I'll be at the back tomorrow, and I'll be happy to talk with everyone. I really appreciate your time, and I'm so thankful that I was able to be here and speak for you guys today.